We really hold on Daf Vov and Aleph. We just chazor over again Daf Hey and Mebeis. Okay, last Gemara's teretz was that Enoch Nami El Yolam Demila Dafka. Vov Kamashman over here. Rabbi Chatis, the apostle Oisei Shirayim. That even though apostle makes the Zrika, still when he makes the Zrika, all the leftover dam becomes Shirayim, cannot be used for Zrika anymore. And that's the Chiddush Afagav, the Kibbutz apostle of Zorak, the Kibbutz Kosher of Zorak, Lot Klumhi. Even though later, after the apostle made his Rika, then a Kosher occurring came and made a Kabbalah, and now makes his Rika, Slay Klumhi, my timer, the Shirayim Ninu. That since the first one that was apostle made his Rika, that apostle's all the leftover dam. So, that's the question. This was a question that Rosh Lakish asked Rabbi Yechanan. And he asked the question was, Apostle Mal Shiyasi Shirayim. What the locha does apostle make Shirayim or not? That means the kohen that's apostle or Tomei. When he makes Zerika, does he make all the rest of the dam Shirayim that cannot be used for Zerika anymore? The Yomalei, and Rabbi Yechanan answered back and said no. That ain't luchadov shiyasi shram. The only thing that makes shirayim eluchuslas man of a custom koymoi hu lumaratz and lipigulei. Only such a psul like pigul, as if the koyin b'shasi was doing this rik, he had in mind to eat it the wrong time. So that shas pigul in the korban, that zrika makes shirayim. Meaning to say that that's called a zrika, and all the leftover blood cannot be used anymore for zrika. But what's the reason? Hu lumaratz and lipigulei. That's always the svarim. That in order to make pigul in the korban, it has to be that all four avoidas were done. Smell is called chashuv that the avoida was done. Since the avoida was done, therefore it's maratzen l'tigulin. But all other psulim, so my love, bar mi posel. That who adin if psulim, all other psulim, if they would make this rika, they would not make shirayim. Only this one soul of tigul makes shirayim because still it's called a chashuv avoida. Because the avoiders make pigul, but b'marshmu all other psulim do not make shirayim. So how could we answer here that the pshat from our mishnahs teach us that psulim makes shirayim? Gemara says loy. It could be afilu posel. Even a posel kohen means a kohen that's tamei. His zrika would also make shirayim. I v'ain lechokotoni. It says no other psul, only pigul. So b'marshmu all other psulim do not make shirayim. So how could we say yes, other psulim also make shirayim? Gemara says, no, holy comment. This is what the Brisa meant to say. The Mishnah meant to say, Ein lecho dova, shein the maratza b'tziva, there's no other psul, that it's such a strong psul that it does not even work by a carbon tzibam, v'yaisa shirayim, and still when it makes a zrika, you want to say that zrika is chashav a zrika, to make all the rest of the blood, even in the animal's neck, pasul for a carbon, for a zrika, elechus lezman v'chutzim kaimai, only these two machshavis. Because, like we said, Hoyim Maratzin L'Tegulayim. Lamais is called the Mais of Avoida because the Avoida has to be put into the carbon to make the carbon pigle. But only such psulim that are so strong, even by carbon tziva, the apostle. But Enoch Nami, Alba Tomei, but a psul Tomei that we're talking about over here, where the claim was Tomei, the Yisa B'tziva, we know that Tomei is Utra B'tziva. If they're over the tziva, carbon tziva, and over the tziva is Tomei, you're allowed to bring the carbon even B'Tomei. If so, Mishav Yisharayim Enachanami, this psul of Tomei would make Shirayim. If a kohen of Tomei does the avoid even by Korban Tzibor, since his avoid of Tomei applies even by Korban Tzibor, even by Korban Yochid could also make Shirayim. But Shar Psulim, other type of psulim, let's say like a Balmun, to Loi Istnum B'Tzibor, there's no way a Balmun could do an avoid by Korban Tzibor, is Loi Mishav Yisharayim Enachanami cannot make Shirayim. So our kopon, we have no proof yet. Again, we're still in the middle of our original shiloh. The shiloh was that the Mishnah says that once the korban has a heter achila, the Mishnah says, then the yisur mila goes off it by kodesh kadoshim. Once it's hala heter that you allowed the kohen to eat from the bottle, the yisur mila goes off it. So the shiloh was, what does the heter mean? Does the heter shchitah enough as long as the shchitah was done by kashrus? And there the heter would mean that you could continue doing the avoidis. But does it mean a heter's rika, meaning to say that at least she had a good Kabbalah? And once she had a kosher Kabbalah, since at that time, koloimid lizwik is kazorik dummy, it's considered as if this rika was done. So it's enough as soon as the Kabbalah was done, a kosher Kabbalah's adam, that it's oimid to make his rika at that point, it's chal the heter, that the yisur mila goes off the basar. Or maybe not, lest she was Rabbi Yechanan said no, it was heter achila. That until your mamish make this rika b'kashrus, that it's really chal the heter for the condom teeth from the bosom, the yisur mila on kodesh kadoshim does not go off.
Kodesh Kodosh Mosei Echapis. The Ischal Nisa Mila not to have enough from any part of it. Only after you do all four Avoidis Bekashras, after you do the Zrika, the Ischal Lehetim now with the Kahanim teeth from the Boso, then the Mishnah means according to Rabbi Yochanan that once the Hetter Ischal, then the Yisrael Mila does not come back again. Like once the Yisrael Mila goes off, even though another Psul will come on later, later it's not, doesn't Chal Mila. But the only time the Yisrael Mila goes off is only at first, there was really a Hetter Achilachal. Sakal Shal, who do we hold like? Other more says Toshima, come now bring another proof. It says, Ha Pigul, Lyoilim Moilim Boy. It says, but Pigul, there's always Nisa Mila. The Lav doesn't mean to say the Lyzorik, even though you did not make a Zrika. You just made a Kabbalah. You made a Kabbalah Bitsul, and that's enough to say that the Yisa Mila applies. If so, why does the Yisa Mila apply? Only because the avoided Kabbalah was done Bitsul. But Mashmi, if the avoided Kabbalah would have been done Bikashrus, so that's alone enough to make a Heter Mila go off. If so, Shmamina should be a proof here then that Heter's Rikash Ninu. It's enough to say once the Kashra Kabbalah was made, that now it's Oymit to make his Rikam, that alone is enough to say a Heter with Chal that the Yisra Mila goes off. Tomorrow says, Lord, it's not the Pshat over here. Could mean Taktas Zorka. Talking about over here that since you made this Rikah B'Psul, that's why the Yisra Mila does not go off. But the Dik otherwise would be that when you make a Kashra Rikam, that's when first the Yisra Mila goes off. If so, Umayli Olam, what does the price, what does it mean to say here? Haptiguli Olam Meilin? Is all Kamashma comes teach us, Kiddi Rav Gidl, like we had before, of Gidl Zalach, of the Yom Rav. That the Yom Rav Gidl Amarav, of Gidl's name of Rav, that Zrikas Pigul. In the case where you make a Zrika with a Machsheves Pigul, a Nemoitzi Mide Mila, does not take off Mila means by a carbon of a Kodesh Kodoshim, a Zrikas Pigul does not take off the Yisti Mila from the Basa. And no Adin by Kochim Kalim, Vienna Mevel de Mila. For the Kochim Kalim, usually after this Rika, that's when it's Hufrash, that the Emurim is supposed to be Yomid, to have their, to Yomid Lashem, the Mila's Chal on the Emurim after this Rika. But if this Rika was done by Pigol, then it's not Chal, the Yisra Mila. So that's all this Mishnah means to say, like of Gidol, but it's all Adin only after you made this Rika. So again, you have no proof in this Mishnah, could be it's going according to Rabbi Yechanon, that really the only time a heter is chal to take off the Yisra Mila on the kosher korban is where there's a heter achila where you made a kosher on Zrika. So far we still don't have a clear proof. You're now holding that Vav Mar Aleph on top. Toshima, come here again. We're going to bring a try and bring a proof to this Shiloh. What type of a heter do you have to have on the Kodesh Kodoshim to take off the Yisra Mila from the Basa? It says, Rabbi Shimon says that Yesh Noiser Shemoylamboy. There is a type of a Noiser that you have. There is a Nisa Miller on it, and the Yesh Neisa Shemoylem Boy, sometimes Neisa, sometimes left over, has no more Yisra Miller on it. Kate said, how's the case talking about? Kate said, Lan. So Rashi learns, Kate said, Lan means, this is going according to Shimon Shittim, that he learns in the case with the blood, let's say you have a Korban Chatas, let's say, where they made a Koshra Shchita, a Koshra Kabbalah Sadam. And now the Dam itself, they left overnight, they did not make the Zrika today, they left the Dam overnight. So that makes a psul in the dam has a psulina on it. Still, Rabbi Shimon holds that if they make the Zrika tomorrow, the Zrika helps according to Rabbi Shimon to be made midei mila. Less like a Zrika's kasha. That's Rabbi Shimon's halacha over there. But I call upon him, it says, a chidish of it says here, the word, that sometimes there's mila and sometimes not. So Ketzav, lan lefnei Zrika moilin. Let's say you had the psulina before you made the Zrika. So since before you made the Zrika, then there's still Nisa Mila. As vice versa, we do not say that Kolayim of this week is Kazarik Dami. Now, even though you made a Kashra Kabbalah, but since you did not make a Kashra Zrika, therefore the Yisra Mila is still on it. But the Yacha Zrika, once you already made the Zrika, that's Rav Shimon Shita, even though there was a Psulina upon the Dam. But if you make a Zrika, then ain't Merlin. Then the Yisra Mila goes off. So Mar says, Katani means what we learn over here, that Merlin Boy, that there is a Nisa Mila, and even though you made a Kosher Kabbalah Saddam, but since they did not make a Zerika yet, the Yisra Mila is still on the carbon. So, Lav isn't the case talking about the heavy Shoyas the Mizrake. That what, that Bishas, you made the Kabbalah Saddam, let's say it was in the afternoon, there was plenty of time yet to make a Zerika. And the boy Zorik, that really if you wanted to, you could have made a Zerika. But still it does not help. If so, Shema Min, there should be a proof from over here then, that Heter Achila Sheninu should be approved for Rabbi Yochanan. That even though over here you made a Kosher Kabbalah,
So l'chura the dam is oimed to have his rika done with it. Still, we said the yisamila still remains on the basar. Mashmu the yisamila only goes off
after you make the zrika when the heter achila is chal. But before you make a zrika, even though it's oimed to make a zrika, the yisamila is still there. It's only have a proof to Rabbi Yechanan u'shmamina heter achila sheninu.
That the heter we need to take off the yisamila is only after you have a zrika done, that is really a heter achila chal upon the basar. That now the basar of the chatas is occurring to eat from it. So where is the loy? Could be the Sata Pshan of Bryce over here, could be. This is the loy. It could be here the case was the Kiblai Somach L'Shkiyah Sachama. We're talking about here where they made the Kabbalah Saddam right before Shkiyah. So it comes out the loy Hoya Shoyas L'Mizrak. There was no time to make this Rika. Because Rika is possible after Shkiyah. That's the loch. Rika has to be done B'yoyim and not after Shkiyah. See here, they made the Kabbalah right before Shkiyah. So that's why the Yisamila still remains upon this korban, because it's not aimed to make a zrika, because you can't make a zrika now. It could have been if you would have made the Kabbalah Mabayit Yoyin, that is time to make a zrika in Echanami. Then with the Kabbalah alone, the Yisamila would go off. But over here, since there was no time to make the zrika, the Kabbalah was done right before Shkiyah, that's why the Yisamila does not go off. So the Mar says, but you could make a dikto. Aval, but if it would have been, Aval Ho Yishoyis, what do you want to tell me? Let's say the Kabbalah would have been in the middle of the afternoon, that there's still plenty of time to make a zrika. My, what do you want to tell me then, maybe? That maybe you want to tell me this mishnah is not approved to Rabbi Yechanan, this bread is tesefta. But maybe this bread tesefta holds that any time you made a kosher Kabbalah, and there would be enough time, like a Simon, to make a zrika, that alone is not to take off the yisimila. The next question is that true? If so, my ira detoni. Lifnei Zrika, what is the theft have to say? That Lifnei Zrika, that's when the Yisamila is still there, is not a good lashon. It shouldn't have said Lifnei Zrika, it's not true. Lifnei should have said rather, Koidim Shkia Uliacha Shkia. Should have said the chilul between Koidim Shkia and Acha Shkia. Should have said like when exactly the Kabbalah was made. If the Kabbalah was made right before Shkia, that's when the Yisamila still remains. But if the Kabbalah was done later, then there's no Yisamila. But Rashi says, Yehochi, Aditoni, Luaz, after said, Lon Lefnei Zrika, that the Lina happened before Zrika, listen, should have said like this, Yehochi, Shekiblu Kodim Shkia Sechama, Tehevi Shoyas the Mizrakei, Zilon, as long as the Kabbalah was done before Shkia, so there's plenty of time yet to make the Zrika, and then it was Landadam, is Ein Merlin Ben Echnami, then Taka Zabino Yisamila. You know why? Since right after the Kabbalah Saddam, there was time to make a Zrika, so it was aiming to make a Zrika then. So, Nechnami, Yisayka Zarek Tami. Tehet the Zrika Shninu. But Kibu Liachash Kiyasachama means that the Nishchet Balayla of Alon, Yochla Bosa, then Moilam Boy. So, in the world, Israel, Zrika's Ksheram. Lavka Zarek Tami. That's what the Tesefta should have said. It should have said, if the Kabbalah was done by Joim, then it's Chala Heter, and then the Yisamila goes off. But the Zrika was done like Liachashkiya. It was right before Shkiyah that there's not enough time to make a Zrika yet. That's when Taka be possible. That's when Yisamila would still remain. So why does it say a lesson of Kredim Zrika and Liachashkiya? Should have said Kredim Shkiyah and Liachashkiya. So Mar says, true, Echanami, I'll tell you, Hachanami Katana, this is what the Tesefta means to say. Kredim Shiyirul Zrika, that if the Kabbalah was done Mibay Jain, before Shkia, that it's fit to make a Zrika. That's enough to take off the Yisamila, maybe. And Uliyach, that says the Yach Zrika does not really mean the Yach Zrika, just means Uliyach Shiul Zrika, just means after Shkia, that it's not fit anymore to make a Zrika. So that's why the Yisamila remains. So again, from this Tesefta alone, we don't have a proof for Rav Yechanan. Maybe a Heta Zrika alone is enough. Once the Kabbalah was done at a time when there's enough time to make a Zrika, maybe that's enough to be moderate. You don't have a proof yet that you have to wait until after the Zrika was really done. Toshma coming here. It says Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yesh Pigu Shemoylem Boy, V'yesh Pigu Shein Moylem Boy. There is an Issa Pigu that you have Mila with, and Yesh Pigu Shein Moylem Boy. Sometimes Pigu doesn't have Mila. Case said, what's the case talking about now? So, Lifnei Zrika Moylem. Before you make a Zrika, so on this Kodesh Kodashim, the Yisamila still remains. But Liyacha Zrika in Moilim, after Zrika, then the Mila does not stay. Then the Zrika takes off the Yisamila. So Here it's mashma, even though it's a zrikas psul, it's a zrikas pigul, still the zrikal maisa takes off the yisamila. So this Reb Shimon does not hold the Rav Yudla Marav. Before we had, Rashi says, before we had the Rav Yudla Marav, it says that a zrikas of a pigul does not take off mila. And here Reb Shimon holds yes, that the zrika, even though the zrika is making pigul right now, but I call upon liyacha zrika, it's a mailam, it takes off the yisamila. But katani mis, what we learn over here in this halacha of Reb Shimon, katani mis, that lefnei zrika mailam boy, that before you made the zrika, even though it's aimed to make a zrika, still the yisamila is there. So, mashenken after zrika, then the yisamila goes off. You see, clearly it's not enough to have a hefta zrika, but you need the zrika mamish. So Lav isn't the case talking about the heavy shoes the mizukei, that there wasn't enough time in daytime to make a zrika. I mean, the Kabbalah was done early in the afternoon. The boy is over, if you wanted to, you could have made the zrika. Still, the Katani Moilum boy, still it says that since Lamaisi did not make the zrika yet, the Yisamilu is still there. If so, Shmami, here there should be a proof. Had the Rachilushin Enoch, again there should be a clear proof to Rabbi Yechanan, that even though it's fit to make a zrika, that's not enough to take off the Yisamilu. But you have to have the zrika done mamish to give the heter or take off the yisamila. So I said, loy, could be no, it's not the prat over here. It's not the pshat here, loy. I'll tell you what Dafka talking about over here, maybe the loy heve shoyis lemizrkei. Maybe he was talking about there was not enough time to make a zrika. The Kabbalah was done right before Shkia. Alvin maybe heve shoyis lemizrkei. If there would have been a year enough time to make a zrika. Malik, what do you want to tell me? Hochinami maybe nothing midei milo. Like maybe you want to tell me this mission is not a riot to Rabbi Yechanan. But as long as the Kabbalah was done by Yoim, there was enough time to make his riki. You want to tell me that's alone enough to take off the Yisamilo? If so, so my Iru, what does he have to say over here? The Tani liyachas rika. What does he have to say here? That lachas rika. That's when the Yisamilo goes off. Listen, should have said kodem shkiyu liyachas shkiyu tachamet. Should have said clearly. If the Kabbalah was done before Shkia, that it's time to make a Zrika, then the Yisamila goes off. But when the Zrika was done, either after Shkia, right before Shkia, then it's not fit to make a Zrika, that's why the Yisamila does not go off. So why does it have to say only when you make a Zrika, that's when it goes off? Tzmor says, yes, the same Torah, Sokhanam Yeros to come out. That's good for what it means to say, that Kodim Shiyuru Lizrika, and liyacha shiul zrika nechnam is zrika is really loved off. Could just mean to say, if the Kabbalah was done and there's enough time still to make a zrika, that's good. But there's not enough time to make a zrika. It was done after shkia, right before shkia nechnami. Therefore, there's no heter chal. That's why the yisamilu does not go off, because it was not at a time when it was fit to make a zrika. So again, we have no proof whether this like Rabbi Yechanan that you should really have to have the zrika done the heter achila mamish, or it's enough just after the Kabbalah was done to say it's called the Heter Zrika. So we have no proof. Now the final proof is like this, Tosh Shema. It says, HaPigul, the Kodshe Kedoshim, Meilin. If you make a Machshebes Pigul, Pashe means you do the Dalar Avoidis, even though you do a Machshebes Pigul, by Kodesh Kedoshim, still Meilin. Meaning to say what? That the Yisimila still remains upon the Boso. So my love doesn't mean to say the Zorak, that even though you made this Zrika, but since the Zrika was done, the Psul over here does not make a heter achila, it's chal nis, a pigul on the bosom. That's why the Yisamila remains. But Ushramin, there should be a proof here though, that heter achila shninu, that when, would, which case would the Yisamila go off? Only after the Zrika was done, the kashrus, that really a heter achila was done. As here it's saying, even though you met a Zrika here the Yisamila remains. Why? Because it's a Zrika that makes pigul. There's no heter achila adarab, it's chal nis, chiv koris, Tigul on the basa. But in a normal case, you make a kosher as rika, and then it's chal heter achila, that's when the yisamila goes off. So Moritz says again, loy, could be there's no proof here. I'll tell you the case here is the loy zorik, you did not make as rika. And that's the chiddish, that yisamila still remains. So Moritz the question, avul zorik, if you made as rika, my, what do you want to tell me then? Hochi namadei meilim boy, you want to tell me over here, the bekodesh kadoshim, in other words, not like Rav Gidlo Marav, that we're talking about here, this nisa pigul, because this rika was not done. When you make this Rika, that does take off the Yisamila. Even though it's Pigul, that's what you want to tell me. My Hochinami, De Moilum Boy, is so my Iri, the Tony, the Kochim. So my Iri, how come the Sefer says, the Tony says in the Sefer, that the Kochim Kalim, A Moilum Boy. In Kochim Kalim, there's no Yisamila on the Emurim, because it's Pigul. So listeners should have said rather, that's the only Masha there, there's no Mila. So listeners should have said rather the chilukia kan lefnei zrika kan liyachas zrika. it should have said the chilek even in the ratio by Kodesh Kodoshim. So one is there no milo only lufnei zrika, but the yachal zrika there is is a milo. How come this tefef that a goat is say a safe of kochi kalim? Why didn't it say the opposite by Kodesh Kodoshim? So Gemara says ho asir lashminon. That wants to tell us over here that kol tursus tak is true. It could have said it that way, but ho asir lashminon is come and teach us like this. That call is huye li daimila, any zrikat you want to make to bring a daimila, zrikat katikunai maisi li daimila. Only if the zrikat was done by kashrus, then does it bring a daimila. But call li afuke mila daimila, and once they're chidish by kashim kalim, that boy kashim kalim, there the loch is no isamila. Only after the zrikat, that's when it's kalim isamila. It's going to teach us like, which type of Azrika makes an Isamila and Kachim Kalam on the Amurim? Only a Kashur Azrika. But here, since the Azrika was done by Pigol, it does not bring Mila onto the Amurim of the Kachim Kalam. But Kol Afuki Mide Mila, the opposite, you have a Kodesh Kodoshim here, that there is an Isamila on a Chattis. It's only what you want to tell me now, that if you make a Azrika, that should take off the Isamila. No. Kol Afuki Mide Mila, Afilush Loki Tikune, Nanim of course with the middle, that's the Chiddush of here, that yes, that even though the Zrika is a Zrika's Pigel, that the Zrika's Pigel is not a Hechsher, is not Shafa Heter Achila, but still, since the Maestro of the Zrika was done, that takes off the Yisamilah. So that's what the Sefer says, the Chiddush between the ratio of Kodesh Kodoshim and the Sefer of Kodeshim Kalim. But really it could be Taka Toma, now you made a Zrika. So if you make a Zrika Taka by Kodesh Kodoshim, even though it's done, the Tigol Ataka takes off the Yisamila. That's the Chiddush here. That the take off the Yisamila, even as Rika Psula, would take off the Yisamila. Lashmina, the Kol, Leisui, the Deimila, no, that's the Chiddush. That, why Kachim Kalim, you want to bring the Deimila, that's only through a Kachim as Rika. Mashenkein, Lafukim, the Deimila, to take off the Yisamila, that's the Chiddush over here. Ah, Filish, Loka, Tikunai, Nami, Mafko, the Deimila. Even as Rikas of Pigol could also take off the Yisamila by Kodesh Kodoshim. Like Rashi says, there's not like a Gidla Marav. Here the Kodesh is, like Reb Shimon, and this time the Mishnah holds here, that as Rikas Pigol would take off the Yisamila. So Kitz and Chaim are coming out, and not like I said before, that there's like no proof. Could be from this Mishnah, this time Mishnah also holds, that a het of Zrika alone is enough. Now by Kosher Korban, as long as you have a Kosher Kabbalah, once you make a kosher kabbalah since it's oimit to make a zrika, that's enough to give a heter. That's enough to give a heter, and the yisamila goes off. But only here we're talking about a machshavas pigol. By a machshavas pigol, here I do not say that kol oimit lizrikas kazar dummy. Here the chiddush the Rashi says the bekodesh kadoshim that when you lufnei zrika, then the yisamila is still there, even though you made a kabbalah. But it's not aimed to make a zrika, because by machshavas pigol, the korban is posel anywhere. Like there's no mitzvah to make a zrika. It's only over here do we say it's not aimed to make a zrika. Therefore here, when does the yisamila go off? Only lemaisa later, when you make a zrika. When you actually make the zrika on the Kodesh Kodoshim, even though it's for pigol, that takes off the yisamila. But it's only here because it's pigol. Mashenken by kosher korban, it could be, as long as you made a kosher kabbalah, that there's a mitzvah oimid to make the zrika, that may be long enough to take off the yisamila. Kolaimid lizrik kazarik dami, as long as there's a heta kabbalah, a heta zrika, that's enough to take off the yisamila. I mean, as long as the kashra kabbalah was made, and because of that there's a heta zrika, that's enough to take off the yisamila. Just over here, we're talking about a machshavas pigol, the korban is posel. So over here, the chiddush of this dumb mishnah is that by kodesh kadoshim, even if you, without when you do make the zrika, even though the zrika is done by psul by pigol, still the mindset of the zrika would take off the yisamila. Because when the zrika is actually done, that takes off the yisamila, even though it's done by pigol. And the sefer is teaching us that the kachrim kalim, even though you make the zrika, that cannot put pigol. Now, to put pigol onto the imurim, that's a stronger thing. For that, need a kosher avoida. But just to take off mila from the abasar, that even a psul zrika could do. But again, from this mission, you have no proof. It could be only because it's apostle Zrika. But it could be an Echami by Kosher Zrika, by Kosher Korban. It could be the din is that a het Zrika alone is enough. So, Kitzan Echami coming out, we don't have a clear proof then. Do we hold like Rabbi Yechon, you have to have a het Achila, or it's enough just to have a het Zrika? Said Echami, we don't have a clear proof. The mission says here, Bosse Kosher Kedoshim, Sheyotz Lefnei Zrika Domim. Let's say you have the Bosser of a Korban Kodesh Kadosh, what's that? Korban Chattis. That they made the Shechita ready, and they made the Kabbalah Saddam, but before they made the Zrika of it, somebody took the meat outside the Beis Hamikdash. So that's a Psul Yoytze. It's possible that meat no you're not allowed to eat anymore. Has a Psul Yoytze. Says the Bosser, the meat of the Korban went outside the Beis Hamikdash before Zrika, before Zrika's Domin. And later, Rashi says, even if you bring it back in again, and now you make a Zrika, says the Machlokes. Reb Lezer holds, Moyel and Boy. You still have an Issa Mila on that Bosa. Usually the locker is by Kodesh Kadoshim, that there's an Issa Mila right away, but later, after you make a Zrika on it, so then it's Kala Heta that the Kahanim Alad eat from the meat of the Korban. So once the Kahanim Alad eat, it's Kala Heta, then the Issa Mila goes off. We had a Shalom before in the Gemara, maybe it's Lav Davka Heter Achila, maybe it's enough you could make a Zrika on it. But I call upon him, once the Heter Achila is Chal, then the Yisimila goes off. But over here on this Bosa, Lema'isa, since it has a Psul Yaitrei, it went out of the Beis Midish, so it can never become Mutatit. So now when you bring it back again, Reb Lezer holds that the Zrika does not help for it, and it's as if no Zrika was done on that Bosa. And therefore the Yisimila still remains. But, and Huad Dini says also, V'yein chayov malov mishum pigel. Even if you have machsheves pigel in the korban, it's not chal pigel in that bosa. Because the bosa that went outside the azorom, so the avoid of a zrika does not help on it. And pigel is only chal if you have a zrika in the korban. So the meat that was outside, it's like no zrika was done for it. Therefore, the yisamila cannot be chal either on the bosa. And Huad Dini v'noisev etamei. If the meat was left overnight, or the meat became tamei, there'd be no Issa Tidit, because this Issa Neister and Tom is only chal upon Bosa that it once had a Heter Achila. But here that this Bosa never receives a Heter Achila, there's no Issa Neister on it, there's no Issa Tamar on it either. So that's Reb Lezer Shita, that a Zerika on a Yotze does not help at all. Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva Ein Meulen Boy, he holds no, that the Zerika does help. Lamaisa, now that you make a Zerika, even though the Bosa had a Psu Yotze, but the Maisa of the Zerika helps enough to take off the Yisamila. Now on this Bosa there's no more Yisamila. And who are then? B'chayav Molov Mishum Pigol V'noisa V'tomi. There's an Issa Pigol and an Issa Noisa V'tomi on the meat. As he holds, that's Rabbi Kiva holds that the Zerika helps. And just like the Kosher Zerika does this, who did the Zerika also now? Even though the meat has a Psul Yotze, still the Zerika helps. Yeah, that's Rabbi Kiva Svara. Therefore, there'll be pigul neisav atame. Now, Rabbi Kiva like brings a proof to himself, like argues on Reb Lezer and says like this. Omer Rabbi Kiva says, "Varei ha'mafrish chatose." What's going to be if somebody sets aside a korban chatis? He did a chet, so he sets aside a korban chatis. V'yovda, then he loses his korban. So v'hifresh acheros tachtei, he sets aside another korban instead of the first one. Yeah, and that's why, and he brings the second one. And now the Yechakach Nimses Harishon, and now he finds the first one. So Maisi has two korban chatises for his one chet that he did, and Varei Shteim Oimdois. Both of them are standing in front of him. Varei Shteim Oimdois. So Locher is Loi Kishem, isn't it? Like Kishem Shedoma Poiti Es Besaroi, just like when you make a shechita on one of them. So it partes its own bosa, means the Issa Mila goes off its own bosa, because the Maisi now you let eat from it. Since you're allowed to eat from it, usually, so therefore the Yisamila goes off it. So in this case here, we have two korban chatis, kach hu poiter es bosa chaverta. The same thing also, lopata, the bosa chaverta. It's the same thing as kach hu poiter es bosa chaverta. Then here we have these two chatois that both I made, so only one could be brought. The other one is called the chata shekipur baleho. So only one of the two is brought. But when you make a zrika on the first one, so it takes off the Yisamila from its own Bosa, and it also takes off the Yisamila on the other Korban, because now that you brought one Chatas, the other Chatas is not aiming to be brought anymore. It's like not supposed to be brought, it's like a Chatas Shekipu Baleo. So therefore the Yisamila goes off it. So if so, in Poitid Domers Pesar Chavert the Minamila is Dinu Sheifteres Pesar Atzmai, who is in the Shepat of its own Bosa also. So that's Rabbi Kiva Svara. So you see, sometimes that the Zerika helps even on something else, even on Yotzei.
So just like over here, by his case here, the Zrika of one Chatis helps for another one, so Pshita now a case here also. We have one Korban Chatis, just some of the Bosa went outside the Beis Hamikdash. So Pshita, the Zrika you make inside, not only does it help on its own Bosa, but it even helps on this Bosa that has a Psu Yetzi also. You'll see more in the Gemara. But this is Rabbi Kiva's Svara, that the Zrika helps even on the Bosa that was Yetzi. Now the Mishnah says, another Alochom, what's going to be a Murei Kodshim Kalim? You have the Emurim of a Korban Shlomim. So usually the Loch of a Korban Shlomim is a Kodshim Kalim. There's no Issa Mila at the beginning. It's only after you make a Kosher or Zrika that now it's set aside the fats that are going to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Those are the Emurim. So now on the Emurim it's Chal Nissa Amila. But on the Basa never gets Nissa Mila. But even the Emurim only has a Nissa Mila after you make a Kosher or Zrika. So what's going to be here now? A Muri Kachim Kalam. You have the Emurim, the fats of a Korban Shlomim, that's supposed to be burnt. She Yotzlof made Zrika's Domin. Before they made this Kosher Zrika, the Emurim was taken out of the Beis Hamikdash. So it's Chala Psul Yotzi on it. And then he left even brought back. And now you make a Zrika. So the question is, does Zrika help to put a Nissan Mila on the Emurim or not? So Reb Lezer Oimer Ein Merlim Bim. No, the Zrika does not help. And therefore there's no Issa Mila on these Emurim, because only a Kosher is Rika. That then the Loch is the mitzvah to burn the Emurim, so then since it's Oimah to be on the Mizbeach, that's called Kodesh Hashem, then it's Chal on Issa Mila. But over here, since with this Rika, on those Emurim have a Psul Yetz, there's no mitzvah to burn it, so therefore it's not Chal on Issa Mila, that's what the Blazer holds. And the same thing, V'en Chayov Malei Mishum Pigul Meisiv Tamei, that Emurim is like there was no Zrika done to it, and therefore, Pigul is not Chal on the Emurim, and no din nois, no din tami, since the Zrika did not help for it. Mashenkin again, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva says, no, Moilam Bem, yes, there is a Nissa Mila, that this Zrika helps, even though there's a Psul Yotzei, still when you make a Zrika in the carbon, it helps even for the Psul Yotzei. So therefore, the Emurim now,